If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew, the second chapter. There we will begin at verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come a governor, that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go, and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. When we consider this passage, most of the time, we consider the process by which Jesus, our Savior, came to this earth. But tonight I want to focus on something a little different, and that is the response to Jesus. You see, there are three different responses that we see here in this passage. The first is from Herod, the king. Now, Herod wasn't exactly the nicest guy in the world. Herod was a king who was in a position of power, and he loved his position of power. He was considered to be a madman because he would go to any length to make sure he maintained his position of power. He had spies that were constantly throughout the city of Jerusalem listening for someone who might be willing to overthrow the king. In fact, Herod was so drunk with his power and enamored with his position that he even had his own family members killed to maintain his spot. So Herod was a man who was also called the king of the Jews. So when the wise men came and inquired of where Jesus was born, he began to understand that the prophecies were being fulfilled. He had enough knowledge of this. And he knew that if this was the Messiah and he was come, that he would challenge his position and that he would one day overthrow him. That's at least what the Jews believed, that Jesus would be the physical ruler, and he would overthrow Herod. So Herod was not happy with this. So Herod's response to Jesus was to feign his willingness to worship Jesus and to craft a plan with which he might destroy him. So applying that today to us, are there people in the world who respond to Jesus in this way? And the answer is yes. There are those who are of this world who respond with threats of violence against those who would stand for biblical principles. But you know, it doesn't just relate to people who are outside of the body of Christ. There are people within the body of Christ who respond in the same way to Jesus. You see, when the truth is preached and when hot button issues are hit, we have brethren that respond in the same way. When Jesus is preached, and it's our sin that is preached that we don't like, people respond in the same way. Yes, we're usually good with abortion. We're usually good with homosexuality. Most people say, preach it, brother. But when the preacher starts talking about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, wait a minute. I have a child who's there. When we start talking about the prom, wait a minute, I want my child to go. When we start talking about the lack of sufficient clothing, and in particular when we start talking about mixed swimming, when we start talking about what we wear to church, all of a sudden now, the responses are the same as Herod's. We don't like what Jesus has to say. And we respond in a very ugly way. Those who have stood in the pulpit and spoken can probably attest to the fact that the worst responses they've ever had to a lesson involve those kinds of subjects. And they come from some of our good brethren. Are we going to respond like Herod? A second group responded to Jesus in a very different way, and that's the Jews. You see, Herod was troubled because he thought his position was going to be overthrown. The Jews were troubled because they knew that the Messiah was come, but they knew what Herod's response was going to be. For us, do we sit in the pews and hear the gospel preached and internally say, "Amen, brother, but I'm glad you're fighting that fight because I'm not going to. Because I know what people are going to say. I know you're going to catch flack over that. I'm not going to get in that fight. I just want to sit there and be quiet and go about my business. I want to go out into the world and just be about my business and come and check my boxes." That's how the Jews responded to Jesus. They didn't want the trouble. They were troubled because they knew Herod was going to respond in a very ugly way. The third response is from that of the Magi, the wise men. These men were from the east, which means that they traveled several hundred miles just to be in the presence of Jesus and to worship him. These men brought gifts to Jesus. They didn't bring just ordinary gifts. They brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. These were expensive gifts that were fit for a king. They brought gifts to royalty. They worshiped him truthfully. These men made great sacrifice. They left their homes, traveled a long distance, and made great monetary sacrifice to give these gifts to the king. Would we respond the same way? For us to respond the same way, we have to make those same kind of sacrifices in our lives. We have to be willing to give up the sin that we enjoy. We have to turn and repent. And we have to be willing to give Christ, the King, the only gift that is worthy of him, and that's ourselves. And it's not just part of us, it's all of us. Are we willing to give the King the gift that we should? And that's all of us. Our complete and utter submission to him. Our complete love. Our complete obedience. Because anything less is a gift that's not fit for the King. So how will you respond to Jesus tonight? Will you respond like Herod, feign worship of the king, while not being happy with some of the message that is contained when Jesus is preached? Will you be like the Jews and kind of respond with a lukewarm response? I know what's right, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want the trouble. Or will you respond like the wise men, willing to sacrifice so much just to be in the presence of the King and to worship him? If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, it's time to make those sacrifices. It's time to make that sacrifice and come to Jesus and give him your all. To come, deny yourself, repent of your sins, and be baptized for the Repent and be baptized for remission of your sins. If you're here tonight and you've not been giving Jesus your all, if you've held your gifts back from him, it's time to come and repent of that. Confess your sins and repent. Turn from it and live a better life. Give him what is deserving of him, and that is your all. If you have need, come while we stand and we sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.